This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It's that time. Time to chat with Stuart McMillan, and we're going to continue our conversation about songwriting. We've talked about, you know, grammar and things like that, pronunciations. Well,
no, it's how do I say it?
Pronunciations.
Yeah.
But in songwriting, there's a lot of cheating that's allowed. You can cheat.
Yeah.
You don't want to cheat too much,
right?
So it gets all shticky.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not authentic to you, that's you're kind of getting into a character while you're singing the song. Like, I'm this country cowboy now, and mm-hmm. it's not you, so it comes off as phony.
Yeah,
but cheating is allowed in songwriting.
Yes,
you know,
syllable cheating, for
contractions,
sure.
And ain't,
yes. Lots
whatever
of apostrophes.
Fits, yeah. Whatever fits,
yep.
And tells the story. In the best way with the fewest words is what I go for.
I think that's great. I love that kind of dwindling it down into a little patch of words. I find out that some words that have three syllables in my Studic
mm-hmm.
only have two or one. Like the word victory.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Right.
Victory. Two.
Yeah.
So, you know, that happens a lot.
Whatever sounds good. And so I've been studying the form of songwriting. Just looking at people's songs and enjoying how much you can say in a few words and painting a picture. That's always the best thing.
Yeah, I was listening to a Dolly Parton song the other day through the lyrics. I'm not a huge fan of Dolly Parton songs. Like, I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to go listen to Dolly Parton. But I put myself aside for a moment and said, just listen to these lyrics. Wow, they were incredible. First verse says, if you hadn't been there, where would I be without your trust, love, and belief? The ups and downs we've always shared, and I wouldn't be here if you hadn't been there. And I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously she's talking about her husband who she just lost
yeah.
recently. I wouldn't be here if you hadn't been there, holding my hand, showing you care.
You made me dream more than I did, and I wouldn't be here if you hadn't been there.
It's so simple.
Exactly. Simplicity is the key to most of these situations. I find the best songs in the world are simple.
Yeah, and then not all of that rhymes, or not all of it's in meter, or not all of it has to be these chunky things, has to have a bridge, has to have this. It doesn't have to have all those things, but it shared her story, and now she's sharing it with us. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things of songwriting. We can take something from it and run with it in our own lives.
Universality.
Yeah. Johnny Cash is another one with a Nine Inch Nails song. And the Nine Inch Nails guy, I can't remember his name.
Trent Reznor.
He was interviewed one time saying, it's not my song anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, I wrote that song, but we can't even play it because it's his. Mm-hmm. Like, Johnny Cash just took it and ran with it, and it was him.
Right.
That was his story. That's a chilling song.
My empire of dirt, I will live.
going to close with a verse from a song that I appreciate too.
Okay.
Recently.
Good.
By Lucinda Williams. She wrote a song about Blaze Foley, a singer-songwriter, he died many years ago. He was an alcoholic and lived on the streets, but he wrote Clay Pigeons, which John Prine turned into a beautiful song. I mean, it was a beautiful song already, but John Prine's version is the one everyone knows.
I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle with memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when you know what to say.
But Blaze Foley was just, you know, a beautiful artist who just drank himself to death.
Yeah.
And Lucinda,
Lucinda
wrote a song because they were good friends. I think they were actually lovers at some point. The final verse, or one of the final verses, goes, "Blood spilled out from the hole in your heart over the strings of your guitar, the worn down places in the wood that once made you feel so good. Drunken Angel." That's the name of the song.
Wow.
That's gorgeous. Wow. That's just gorgeous. Is it the imagery? That just says the whole thing.
I can see it. I can see it in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of songwriting.
Let's close with that.